जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीर पनसा जय राधा जन वल्लभ गिरिवर गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर शोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुन तीर Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare.
Divine grace is confound Acharya Jagat Guru. Slesi Bhakti Vidanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Hastu Parasati Sisimari Divine Grace. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Guru Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Nam Acharya Srila Haridasa Kuru Ki Jai. Prince Hill Kusukusan Chitana Kavanityana Sri Advaita Gedutara Sri Vasari Gora Bhakta Vrindakiya Shri Radha Krishna Gopal Gopina Shankur Radha Kunda Giri Gora Vankiya Vrindavan Dham Kiya Mathura Dham Kiya Navadvipa Maipur Dham Kiya Jagannath Puri Dham Kiya Jamuna Mai Kiya Ganges Mai Kiya Lassi Devi Kija, Bhakti Devi Kija, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Kija, Nitai Gora Premanande. All glories assemble devotees, all glories assemble devotees, all glories assemble devotees. All glory to Shishi Guru Sri Gauranga, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Nitai Bhuta Lashimati Bhakti Trita Shamsi Amrita Krishna Vodashita Amrita Gora Karana Shakti Bhakti Trita Chana. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narutaman Devim Sarasvatim Jasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nashta Praiswa Badresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loki Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Om Magyana Timiram Dasya Gyanam Jana Salakaya Chakshulam Litam Jana Tashmai Lavi Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Apitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Datishva Padantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Chagyajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivisakam Vitam Chan He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavanda Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Adhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhana Suti Devi Anamami Hari Priya Panchakalpa Karu Vyascha Kripa Sundhya Eva Cha Adichanam Pavinivyu Vaishnavyo Namo Namah
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Kantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20. Bali Maharaj surrenders the universe. Text number 1. Bali Maharaj surrenders the universe. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Bali Evam. Gihapati Kulacharyena Basita Tushnim Bhutva Shanam Rajan Uvachavahitu Gurum Sri Shuka Uvacha Balirevam Grihapati Kulacharyena Basita Tushnim Bhutva Shaman Rajan Uvachava Hito Gurum Shri Shuka Uvacha Bali Evam Grihapati Kulacharyena Basita Tushnim Bhutva Shaman Rajan Uvachava Hito Gurum Shri Shuka Uvacha. Balirevam Grihapati. Kulacharyena Bhasita. Tushnim Bhutva Shamam Rajan. Uvacha Vahito Gurum. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Sukadev Goswami said, Balihi, Bali Maharaj, Evam, thus, Grihapati, the master of the household affairs, although guided by the priests, Kula Acharyena, by the family Acharya,
or guide,
Bhasita,
being thus addressed,
Tushnim,
silent,
Bhutva,
becoming,
Shanam,
for a moment,
Rajan,
O king,
Maharaj Parikshit,
Uvacha,
said,
Avahita,
at a full deliberation,
Gurum,
unto his spiritual master. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, let's see, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, when Bali Maharaj was thus advised by his spiritual master, Shukracharya, his family priest, he remained silent for some time. And then, after full deliberation, he replied to his spiritual master as follows. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur remarks that Bali Maharaj remained silent at a critical point. How could he disobey the instruction of Shukracharya, his spiritual master? It is the duty of such a sober personality as Bali Maharaj to abide by the orders of his spiritual master immediately, as his spiritual master had advised. But Bali Maharaj also considered that Shukracharya was no longer to be accepted as a spiritual master, for he had deviated from the duty of a spiritual master. According to Shastra, the duty of the guru is to take the disciple back home, back to Godhead. If he is unable to do so, and instead hinders the disciple in going back to Godhead, he should not be a guru. Guru na sashyat. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.1.8. One should not become a guru if he cannot enable his disciple to advance in Krishna consciousness. The goal of life is to become a devotee of Lord Krishna so that one may be freed from the bondage of material existence. Tyaktva deham punara janma naiti mamiti sorajuna. Bhagavad Gita 4.9. The spiritual master helps the disciple attain this stage by developing Krishna consciousness. Now Shukracharya has advised Bali Maharaj to deny the promise to Ramandev. Under the circumstances, therefore, Bali Maharaj thought that there would be no fault if he disobeyed the order of his spiritual master. He deliberated on this point. Should he refuse to accept the advice of his spiritual master, or should he immediately, independently, do everything to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He took some time. Therefore, it is said, Tushnim Bhutva Shanam Rajan Uvacha Vahito Gurum. After deliberating on this point, he decided that Lord Vishnu should be pleased in all circumstances, even at the risk of ignoring the Guru's advice to the contrary. Anyone who is supposed to be a guru, but who goes against the principle of Vishnu Bhakti, one should reject him. Such a guru is described as follows. Mahabharat Udogya 179.25. Guru api avaliptasya karya karyam ajanata utpatta pratipanasya parityago vidhiyate. Srila Jiva Goswami has advised that such a useless guru, a family priest acting as guru, should be given up, and that the proper bona fide guru should be accepted. Chet karma nipuno vipro manta tantra visaradha vaishnavo guru nashat vaishnava swapacho guru. A scholarly brahmana, expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being Vaishnava. But if a person born in a family of a lower caste is a Vaishnava, he can become a spiritual master from Padma Purana. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very interesting point, isn't it? Very, very interesting point. It's charged. Check. It's charged. Oh, this one. The modem. Check. Let's fix it before we continue. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, King Parikshit, when Bali Maharaj was thus advised by his spiritual master, Shukracharya, his family priest, he remained silent for some time. And then, after full deliberation, he replied to his spiritual master as follows. Sri Bali Vacha Satyam Bhagavata Proktam Dharmoyam Grihamedinam Hartam Kamam Jasho Vrittim Yona Bhadeta Karhichit. Bali Maharaj said, as you have already stated, the principle of religion that does not hinder one's economic development, sense gratification, fame and means of livelihood is the real occupational duty of the householder. I also think that this religious principle is correct. The first thing is that the first point here to be looked into carefully is that a disciple is not a fool. Bali Maharaj is not a fool. Therefore, he cannot be cheated by a fool. And absurd inquiries are condemned on the part of serialization. Two things are condemned. A disciple should not be a fool, so he's not a blind follower. And he should not be a rascal. He should not challenge the spiritual master, absorb inquiry. Two things are condemned. Disciple must be humble, gentle, sincere, honest, but not a fool. He should be intelligent. He should know the scripture. He should read, he should hear. Absorb inquiry and blindfolding are condemned on the part. Balimari is perfectly exhibiting that quality. Yeah. The second point here is that it's a delicate issue. It's a delicate issue. Why is it delicate? Majority of us become very familiar with the spiritual master, that sentiment comes in. And when he falls down, when he's no more qualified to be a spiritual master, out of sentiment we remain there blindly. We still stick our head there. Bali Maharaj is not that kind of foolish disciple. He's not foolish. When a spiritual master is qualified, what's his qualification? He's teaching the disciples to follow the Krishna. He's directing the disciples to Krishna. When he's not qualified, he's not directing the disciple to follow Krishna, he should be rejected. Bali Maharaj did that perfectly here. That's the issue at hand. He's not a fool. I know he's whimsically sentimental. He knows what to be done. Therefore, he's very, very intelligent. He took his time after full deliberation. He didn't act whimsically or promptly. He waited and think about the situation. Then he acted. This is perfect. This is how a responsible devotee should act. A responsible devotee should look at the situation very carefully. Then he act. That's what Bali Maharaj did. Shukracharya advised him, this boy who is standing here as a Brahmana, he is not a Brahmana, he is a supreme personality of God, a Lord Vishnu, who had come in the interest of the demigods. Don't give him anything. If you give him anything here, you lose everything. That's a big test for an intelligent disciple. A disciple must be tested. To be qualified for promotion, to be qualified for empowerment, to be qualified to be benedicted, disciple must pass the test. Must pass the test. Bali Maharaj passed the test. So Bali Maharaj said, if Lord Vishnu has come to my house as a beggar, I will give him anything. And everything that he asks, this intelligence. The whole purpose of life is what? To worship Lord Vishnu. And one is so fortunate that Lord Vishnu has come to your house. Lord Vishnu, the supreme person of God, the object of all our activities, sacrifices, has come to the house. Surrender everything to him. That is fortune. Surrender everything to him. Then the guru said, don't do it. Don't surrender anything to him. So what is the purpose of understanding the scripture if one cannot understand that everything belongs to Lord Vishnu and everything should be offered to Vishnu? And here, one is so fortunate. How many people have had Lord Vishnu come to their house? How many people? So it's a great fortune. And Lord Vishnu has come to the house of Bali Maharaj. So it's a wonderful, wonderful chance for him to give himself completely to Lord Vishnu and finish everything. It's a big chance. We should not miss our chance in Christian consciousness. We shouldn't miss our chance. This chance Bali Maharaj had is given to every devotee in Krishna consciousness. But only very, very fortunate and intelligent disciples will follow the full steps of Bali Maharaj. So it's a big lesson that we should learn. It's a big lesson. So Prabhupada is quoting Srila Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That Bali Maharaj remained silent at a critical point. What is he doing? He is thinking about the whole thing. Lord Vishnu is in my house. My guru duty is to teach me how to worship Lord Vishnu. And that very person, Lord Vishnu, has come to my house. It's a great opportunity for me. Bali Maharaj was silent, using the strength of all the knowledge he had received from the scripture, from Acharyas. This is the time to put all the knowledge he had received into practice. He was silent, considering everything all around. This is what the disciples should do. This is the duty of a bona fide disciple. All the knowledge, all the instructions, all the teaching, the training the spiritual master have given to the disciple must be put into test. And the disciple has to demonstrate the strength of all the knowledge he has received or she has received. At a time like this, a critical time. Yes. So Bali Maharaj went to into himself using the strength of all the knowledge he had received now to decide what to do. It's a very critical point. Because here is our opportunity. If you fail here, it is finished. If you succeed here, it is also finished. Material life is finished. If you succeed, material life is finished. If you don't succeed, spiritual life is finished. So both sides is risky. So one has to be very, very intelligent, very, very sincere, very, very introspective. So Bali Maharaj remains silent. Consider all the scriptures. He consulted all the scriptures with the blessing he had gotten from his service to the spiritual master for years. He has to apply it at this point. So he was silent. What is he doing? It's the duty of such a sober personality as Bali Maharaj to abide by the orders of his spiritual master immediately, as his spiritual master had advised. But Bali Maharaj also considered that Shukracharya was no longer to be accepted as a spiritual master. Why? We had deviated from the duty of a spiritual master. So when a guru has fallen from his position as a guru, if we stick our head there sentimentally, we will not make progress. Just as if the wire is disconnected from the powerhouse, what happened to the current? The current will not pass through. So when the spiritual master is no more fit to be a spiritual master, the divine grace is not passing through him again. So putting our head there, we are disconnected along with the guru. All disconnected. No current. There's no spiritual power coming through. So the person is just an ordinary person. And those who follow him, they are ordinary people. We have this in our movement. We are following blindly. The spiritual master is no more fit to be a spiritual master. But because of long association with his body, not a full understanding of his spiritual position, they are still putting their head there. They will not make advancement. Because what is the power to help us make advancement? So Bali Maharaj was different. He considered. He has given me a contrary instruction. His duty, the duty of the Guru is to lead me to Krishna. Now he's telling me not to worship Krishna. Therefore, he is no more a bona fide Guru. So following his instruction means what? Ignorance. Means I'm not intelligent. Means I have never understood the philosophy or the scriptures which one has been receiving all these years. So Bali Maharaj used the strength of his experience in studying the scriptures, hearing, and he applied it perfectly in this case. He rejected his spiritual master. If he is unable to do so, and instead hinders the disciple in going back to Godhead, he should not be a guru. He should not be a guru. Guru na sasyat. This is from Lord Sabdev. Lord Sabdev is giving this instruction. One who is not able to deliver his disciples should not be a guru. And Prabhupada said in one of his lectures, it is illegal business. It's illegal to become a spiritual master and not responsible for the spiritual, for the disciple. It's illegal. One who cannot take the disciple back to God and is functioning as a spiritual master is an illegal spiritual master. He's doing illegal business. Illegal. Because he has no, proper use the word here, hinders the disciple in going back to Godhead. He hinders. Hinder means what? There is no current passing through him to energize the disciples, turning them back to Krishna from material existence. That potency is not there. So disciples should know that he is no more capable of delivering those who are under him. Therefore, he should be rejected. One should not become a guru if he cannot enable his disciple to advance in Krishna consciousness. The goal of life is to become a devotee of Lord Krishna so that one may be freed from the bondage of material existence. Chaktwa deham punara janma. Naeti mameti sorjuna. The spiritual master helps the disciple attain this stage by developing Krishna consciousness. Now, Shukracharya has advised Bali Maharaj to deny the promise to Vamandev. That is not the instruction, that is not the advice of a bona fide spiritual master. And Shukracharya said, very, very, very demonic philosophy he presented. He gave a very demonic philosophy. Understanding that Bali Maharaj, a very intelligent disciple, will object to what he's saying, he said, if you have given promise, we should not follow it. We should not follow it because this is not bona fide. It's demonic philosophy. It's in the Bhagavatam. What is in the Bhagavatam? If you have given a promise to somebody, you are bound to that promise. You are bound to it. So Shukracharya said, you can also release yourself from that by simply do what? You chant Om. You are freed. The Om is Krishna. The Om is not to deny the promise which you have given to somebody. But Shukracharya has turned it to that side. To counteract the promise you have given to somebody, you should chant Om and you are freed. Therefore, don't promise God Vishnu anything. Bali Maharaj did not accept that. Under the circumstances, therefore, Bali Maharaj thought that there would be no fault if he disobeyed the order of his spiritual master. Now, it is not disobedience any longer because he is not a spiritual master now. Why should one follow ordinary person? What is making somebody to follow someone? Because he has authority. And by his authority, we can also become benefited. But now that authority is not there. Nothing is binding. Nothing binds us any longer. What is binding is as he has the power, he has authority to lead us back home, back to Godhead. But now he is no more a special master. Therefore, to refuse or to disobey him is bona fide. One day, a friend came to me, a devotee, very disturbed. One day he visited Jagannath Puri. And as he was in Total Gopinath Temple, and one so-called Babaji or whatever, Sadhu, he came there. And he immediately started giving instruction, he should chant 64 rounds. So he became very disturbed because he knows he cannot chant 64 rounds. So it is dangerous to disobey the Guru's order. But now he has given instruction to chant 64 rounds. And I know I cannot chant 64 rounds every day. So he was very disturbed. He came to me. I said, Prabhu, don't be disturbed. He is not your spiritual master. Therefore, he has no right. He has acted against the Vaishnava etiquette. You cannot give instruction like this to somebody who is not your disciple. It's against the Vaishnava etiquette. So he has broken the etiquette. Therefore, his instruction has no weight, it has no value. So therefore, there is nothing to worry about. That's completely forget it. Don't worry about it and nothing will happen because he's not a special master. So one who is not on the platform of purity to guide people back and back to Godhead, their instruction has no value. And one should not follow that. We should only follow bona fide spiritual masters whose guidance is helping us to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. That's a spiritual master. One whose association, his instructions, he is pushing us towards Krishna, constantly reminding us about the danger of material existence and the best means of getting out of this through the process of Krishna consciousness. That is a bona fide spiritual master. We should follow him. So then this devotee became very happy and he was relieved. I told him, don't worry about that. He is bogus because he don't even know how to act as a sadhu. How can you just give instruction like that? Somebody don't know. He does not come to you for advice. So how can he give you such instruction? One may also ask, okay. What about Srila Prabhupada was instructed by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati like this? So what about that? This is a different thing because they know themselves from the previous life. They know themselves. And he didn't give instruction to Prabhupada which is not impossible. He gave instruction which is possible. They know themselves. He knows. And Prabhupada became successful. He didn't complain, I cannot do it. Srila Prabhupada didn't complain, I cannot do it. Right? He didn't complain. He took it and he succeeded. Because they know themselves. Srila Prabhupada knows his guru. And his guru knows him. Out of humility, they were just pretending, but they know themselves. What's the proof of that? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave this instruction to Srila Prabhupada when they just met the first time for this lifetime, in the presence of his initiated disciples. Why he didn't give them that instruction? Why did he give to Prabhupada, who is not yet his disciple at that time? Because they know themselves. They have been waiting for Prabhupada. They know themselves. He couldn't give to his disciple. He had initiated disciples already. By the time he gave this instruction to Prabhupada, he had initiated disciples already. who are there with him every day serving him? He never gave them this instruction. And Prabhupada himself, while his godbrother was contemplating this issue of the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in every town and village. It's not them who chanted. They were debating on this, and Srila Prabhupada told them directly, this instruction will not be manifested by fools like all of you. It's a proof that he knows his guru, that he's going to do that. So it was not a whimsical act. It was bona fide. That's the proof. So, Bali Maharaj deliberated on this point. Should he refuse to accept the advice of his spiritual master, or should he independently do everything to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He took some time. He was not hasty in his judgment. He took some time. Yes, one has to consult the Super Soul. He did. Bali Maharaj consulted the Super Soul. And Super Soul gave him that. This man is not a guru now. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is here directly. So give him everything. So he took his time. Thought of it. Should I follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead or follow whimsical person who is advising me not to worship the Supreme Lord? Question is better. The Supreme Personality of Godhead should be followed at all times, in all circumstances. One should never sacrifice Krishna for anything, but everything should be sacrificed for Krishna. That is fortune. That's intelligence. Bali Maharaj did. At the risk of getting cursed by his guru. Bali Maharaj doesn't care. This is the effect of Krishna consciousness. The effect of Krishna consciousness is that one is not afraid of material difficulties in preference to his service to Krishna. One does not care about it. Perfect example, the gopis. We don't care to remain eternally in hell, provided Lord Krishna's headache is cured. We don't care. For curing Lord Krishna's headache, and the result of that is for us to remain eternally in hell. Wonderful. Let it be. This is the effect of Krishna consciousness. This afternoon we're discussing wonderful qualities of Prithu Maharaj. That Bali Maharaj is so pure, so powerful in his Krishna consciousness, as an incarnation of Krishna, highly empowered, that nothing evil can touch him. Even though he's very, very, very near to the enemies, they cannot come near him because of his purity. His purity like fire. It's unconquerable and unapproachable by demons. Therefore, a devotee is not afraid of anything. Devotee cannot sacrifice Krishna for anything. So, Bali Maharaj took the risk to get cursed by his spiritual master for accepting to surrender his life to Krishna at any cost. Devotees do that. So, Prithu Maharaj did. He's unapproachable by the demons, by non-devotees who are always envious of Krishna and his pure devotees. Like fire, burning all miscreants to ashes, that they cannot come near to him. He's unconquerable because of his purity. So Bali Maharaj's purity is his protection. In Christian consciousness, is his protection that he is not afraid of the spiritual master's curse on his head because of his Christian consciousness. For Christian consciousness, a devotee should do anything for it. A devotee should go to any extent to serve Krishna. A devotee should take all kinds of risk to serve Krishna. In fact, if you want to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, you will take risk. It's approved by all acharya. Prabhupada mentioned this 10th chapter about Gita. Risk. And my Gurudev took a lot of risk. Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said we took a lot of risk. Traveling from America without money, without anything, nobody, no disciple, no friends, no family members, no money, nothing. Going to America and having serials of heart attack in the sea. What is that? It's a risk. It's a very big risk. Prabhupada took because he understood who Krishna is, consciousness. So Bali Maharaj did just that here. That is the duty of a disciple. Disciples who sacrifice his or her life for the service of the spiritual master and don't worry for anything else. That faith a disciple needs in his or her Christian consciousness. That faith is required. That's the main point here. Bali Maharaj was not interested in the curses of spiritual master. Not only that, Bali Maharaj himself, after losing everything, he loses everything. Cursing from the spiritual master, abandoned by the family members, criticized by all ordinary people, rejected by the citizen, the people whom he had ruled for years, but rejected him. And above all these difficulties, the Supreme Personality of Godhead insulted and molested him. He arrested him like a crow, tied him up. But still, look at the potency of bhakti. Bali Maharaj, he was not disturbed. He was simply satisfied. So a devotee should never regret doing something wonderful. Devotees should never regret doing wonderful Christian conscious activity. Devotees should never regret. We should only regret doing sinful things. We should never regret doing Krishna consciousness. We should never regret doing something good. We should only regret doing bad things. Yes. So Bali Maharaj did not regret. With all the difficulties passing through, he never regretted. His consciousness remained pure. This is the faith a disciple should have towards the spiritual master. And Krishna insulted him. And then he shouted at him, "You cheater, you disgrace of your family. No one in your family has ever promised something I didn't fulfill. You promised me 3 steps of land. They are giving me 2. What's the third one?" Bali Maharaj said, "I'm not a disgrace to my family. I'm not a disgrace." "Yeah. So where is it? Where is it?" Bali Maharaj said, "I have it. I'm not a disgrace to my family." A bona fide disciple can never be a disgrace. Yes, a bona fide disciple can never be a disgrace. Bali Maharaj said, "No, I'm not a disgrace to my family. I cannot do disgraceful things because I know the value of my family. I cannot do that. I cannot cheat." Yes. So Krishna says, "So, where is the test step?" Bali Maharaj said, "See, my dear Lord, everything you have taken is your property. The whole world you took, that is your property. I falsely claim your property. Everything you have taken is they all belong to you. Nothing belongs to you. The only thing which I have is my head, is myself. So you take it." The Krishna smiled. The Krishna smiled. This is a bona fide disciple. Desam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti tadami buddhi yogantam yenamam upayantite. This is in full practice. Bali Maharaj is a perfect display, is a perfect devotee who exemplified this quality. Fulfilled the promise Krishna gave in Bhagavad Gita. "Unto those who constantly devoted and worship me with love, they can never be a disgrace in all circumstances." Yes. So Krishna smiled and he said, For this, difficult test you have passed, I become your servant. Even though I push you down and insulted you like a crow, tie you up, disgrace you, seize everything from you, and you still surrender to me, I become your servant in appreciation for what you have done. Krishna gives himself to his devotees when they have completely captured Krishna by love. As a disciple, disciples will capture the spiritual master, not by big money, big material facilities, but by sincere, dedicated service, by surrender, completely. One cannot do this without unflinching faith in the spiritual master. One can never have this strength. No disciple will have this strength, like Bali Maharaj, without having unflinching faith in the spiritual master. So, Prabhupada said, therefore it is said, Tusnim Bhutva Shanam Rajam Uvacharya Ito Gurum. After deliberating on this point, he decided that Lord Vishnu should be pleased in all circumstances. Bali Maharaj ki
Jai.
Lord Vishnu should be pleased in all circumstances. Our issue should never come inside. Disciples should never bring themselves in between their service to the spiritual master and their ego. It should never come inside. We should keep it aside. Then we can come to this, even at the risk of ignoring the guru's advice to the contrary. The risk. Bali Maharaj took risk. Disciples who want to be successful in Krishna consciousness will take risk. Bona fide risk. It is not bona fide risk to take guru's money to travel to go and celebrate Vyasa Puja in London. That is not bona fide risk. That is not. The risk means what? We sacrifice our life to assist the spiritual master in his service to his spiritual master. That is risk we have to take. Go to any risk. Angada, he took risk. In Ramayana, he took risk. Angada. When he saw Ravana, he was so angry that this demon has the right to disturb my lord, that he took his wife. Angada jumped on Ravana. Lord Ramachandra said, that was very dangerous. That was very dangerous for you. You shouldn't have done it. Don't try it next time, because Ravana will kill you. But a disciple who should take risk. Angada did. Yes. All bona fide disciples take risk in their Krishna consciousness, in their service to the spiritual master. But we require unflinching faith to take this kind of risk. Anyone who is supposed to be a guru, but who goes against the principle of Vishnu Bhakti, cannot be accepted as guru. If one has falsely accepted such a guru, one should reject him. He's bona fide. He's bona fide. Such a guru is described as follows in Mahabharata. Srila Jiva Goswami has advised that such a useless guru, useless guru, a family priest acting as guru, should be given up, and that the proper bona fide guru should be accepted. Bona fide guru can be from a Shudra family. It can be from Vaishya. It can be from Kshatriya. It can be from Brahmana. It does not depend on the caste. It depends on the quality of the disciple, or the spiritual master, or the devotee. So, Janaka Pandit says, if you see a qualified girl from a Shudra, but she's qualified, she has all the wonderful qualities of a woman, of a wife, marry her immediately. Don't consider anything else. Just as a gold in the hand of a sudra. It's the same gold in the hand of Brahmana. Because gold is gold. Gold cannot change by the hand of a person holding it. Gold is gold. So purity is purity. Purity is not determined by the family one take birth. Purity is determined by the quality one possess. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one who knows the science of Krishna should become a guru. One who knows the science of Krishna should become a guru. The qualification is to know Krishna, not the family which will appear. That's not the qualification, not the material position. It is one who knows Krishna. He should become a guru. So one who does not know Krishna should not be a guru. And if you have whimsically taken such a person, we should be fortunate to understand that he is not a bona fide guru, therefore he should be given up. And a proper bona fide guru should be accepted. A scholarly Brahmana expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge is unfit to become a spiritual master without being Vaishnava. Only Vaishnava. I would say Vaishnava, one who has no envy of others. One who knows Krishna, he has no envy. He's not an ordinary person. He's a pure Vaishnava. He is interested in everyone and is encouraging everyone to take to Krishna consciousness. He's a Vaishnava. He should be accepted in full surrender. And one should serve him as a menial servant without false prestige. This is Prabhupada. But if a person born in a family of a lower caste is a Vaishnava, he can become a spiritual master. This is the authority of Padma Purana. All right? Hare Krishna. Questions?
As in this case, we understand that Sukracharya is not a Vaishnava. Not a Vaishnava. And
yes.
He's asking Bali Maharaj not to follow Vishnu.
Yes.
But in the situation of ISKCON's history, where we had cases of spiritual masters unfortunately giving up their position, if it was an accidental fall, whatever it may be, I was reading a few days back, Prabhupada says, this material world is a day of those who are pure devotees, so see such kind of gurus, spiritual masters.
It's a good and it's different, it's pure. Everyone, we should rest. If that is the principle, why should we not respect someone who has made an attempt to increase our consciousness and for some years have done some wonderful service in a movement? Why we shouldn't respect that person? We should respect the person naturally. We should accept him as a spiritual authority to follow, but that does not mean that we should not respect him. He's a person, he's a spirit soul. We should respect him. Oh, ha. And appreciate the wonderful service this devotee have rendered in the past. You should appreciate that. At least he has helped to make, has impacted many people's life. He has encouraged many people to come to Krishna consciousness. Why we should not accept that? We should not appreciate that. We should appreciate that. It is wrong for us to start condemning the person. Because we don't know the previous lives we have lived. We don't know. And we also, we don't know this person that has had this problem now, we are laughing at the person. It is wrong for a devotee to do this. Because who knows what will happen that this person has been put in this situation, and this situation, by Christian mercy, have helped him or her to rectify himself, and within himself, he is feeling guilty and repentant, and is praying for help. We don't know. A Christian will also consider all the wonderful things he has done and promote this person in the next life that will go back to Godhead. Why we will remain here for more lifetimes? Who can tell? Christian knows. So we should always be humble and be respectful to people. We shouldn't laugh at people's deformity, which is not Vaishnava culture. We don't laugh at people's difficulty, no problem. Or that deformity. It's against our etiquette. Ah, see how this person moves. It is not correct. After all, we are not a body. This is our philosophy. So when are we going to understand this philosophy and follow it? That we are not a body. We should leave everything for Krishna. And also try to encourage the person to remain in Krishna consciousness. What as proper did. And Prabhupada accepted the disciple who had just fallen down. And Prabhupada said, he is not encouraging deviation. So probably not encouraging deviation. But Prabhupada is setting a standard which we should follow. The principle of humility and being our brothers and sisters keepers at all times. Chastising a person for doing something wrong does not mean hatred. It does not mean the person is condemned and useless. It cannot be anything again or do not do service again. No, that is not the point. It is for correction. It is love that we have for each other. So Papa said, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme presence of God, so he can do that. But I am not Krishna, so I need people. Don't commit suicide. Take your service. Papa is not encouraging deviation by doing this. He is not saying that what the person did is correct. That is not what he's doing. He is simply trying to push us. Okay, you have done something wrong. It's okay. Don't do this again. Learn from experience and move forward. Not to be disappointed and feel dejected and give up Krishna consciousness. This is what Srila Prabhupada taught us. We should follow this. And not laugh at people with a weakness. It's not Vaishnava etiquette. It's not good for even apart from being a devotee, even a normal person who is decent in character cannot do this. Laughing at people, it's not good. We should rather encourage people. Not encouraging people deviation. We should genuinely encourage people in their weakness. So in this way, we also get the help and support by Krishna. Alright? Any other question before we go?
Sometimes you see our movements, some devotees they lose a fall down and they get some, the treatment is different. And some devotees they do the same kind of fall down and the treatment is different. So some devotees are being treated in some manner and some devotees are treated.
That is wrong. That is not good. That is not good. We should treat devotees nicely. We should be equal to people. We should not allow Maya to enter to Christian consciousness. That's not correct. A devotee who has been in a movement for some years is doing something wrong. And we are congratulating him or her. A junior devotee is doing the same thing. And we crucify the person. It's wrong. That is not Christian consciousness. It is material. Pure devotees, they behave differently. We are hearing how Prithu Maharaj, he was chastised defaulters, even if they are his children. He will punish them. And he will not punish innocent person, even if they are not his children. Those who are not to be punished will not punish. And those who are to be punished will be punished. It doesn't matter if they are his children or not his children. The principle is that wrongdoers should be corrected, should be punished. And Prithu Maharaj does that. Not that his children will do all kinds of whimsical things, sinful thing, and then he will keep quiet. And another person's child will do a little thing and they'll be crucified. That is not Christian consciousness. And it should not be done. And when we see things like that, we should immediately understand that they are not perfect leaders. We are equal to the citizens. It means we are not pure. That is what we should understand. We see devotees acting like this, you know, they are not pure. So we are bringing all these imperfections to Christian consciousness. Right. Thank you very much. The Prabhupada ki jai. Bali Maharaj ki jai.